Lecture 1, Defining Sociology. Welcome to Lemon Grove Plaza. Lemon Grove Plaza is like any other open-air shopping center. There are two long rows of stores, separated by a road with parking lots on either side. It has 50 tenants. Almost all of them are national chains. The plaza is anchored on one end by a department store, and on the other by a big-box general merchandise store. In between, there are lots of specialty stores dedicated to products such as clothing, jewelry, sports equipment, and toys. The plaza has several restaurants, including fast food and casual dining. There are a handful of service providers, such as a gym and a few salons. Its customers come from several nearby cities. But we're not here to shop. We're here to explore this place as a social laboratory. We're here to practice sociology. The term sociology is derived from the Greek socius, meaning companion, combined with the Latin logi, meaning study. The American Sociological Association defines it as, quote, the study of social life, social change, and the social causes and consequences of human behavior. Sociologists investigate the structure of groups, organizations, and societies, and how people interact within these contexts. In essence, sociologists are people scientifically studying other people. Of course, all of the social sciences, such as economics and political science, focus on matters of fact relating to human thoughts and behaviors. What makes sociology distinct is that it prioritizes group life as the analytic lens for understanding people. Since it studies all aspects of social life, sociology is the biggest tent of the social scientists. Some sociologists are closely related to other disciplines. For example, there are economic sociologists and political sociologists. Others cannot be so easily mapped. For instance, sociologists study diverse areas such as disability in society, international migration, and social movements. This course is designed to provide you with a broad overview of sociology and its insights about American society. It emphasizes five essential concepts: the sociological imagination, socialization, social structure, stratification, and social reproduction and change. It prioritizes four essential competencies: applying and evaluating social theory, and applying and evaluating social science research methods. Each lecture will take us to a different part of the plaza, and I'll use these settings to illustrate the key concepts and competencies of the discipline. This course is divided into four parts. Part one is the art and science of sociology. We'll begin by developing the sociological imagination, the critical thinking perspective at the heart of the discipline. We'll also explore how to use scientific theories and methods to understand the social world. Part two is basic social processes. We'll investigate the culture that constitutes people's ways of life, the socialization that shapes one's sense of self, the social structures that influence human actions, the patterned ways that we interact with each other, and the causes and consequences of deviance in society. Part three is structures of inequality. Here, we'll study social stratification, how categories such as class, gender, sexual orientation, race, and ethnicity are created and reproduced by society, and how these designations correspond with people's life chances. Part four is social institutions and social change, where we'll focus on large-scale social systems that profoundly impact individuals' lives, and where we'll deal how the social landscape shifts over time. I'm passionate about teaching Introduction to Sociology because it gives students a set of tools that they can use to better understand their lives and the lives of those around them. In his essay, The Sociological Eye and Its Blinders, Randall Collins writes, quote, "There is a sociology of everything. You can turn on your sociological eye no matter where you are or what you're doing. Stuck in a boring committee meeting, you can check the pattern of who is sitting next to whom,